Bloody Mary Podcast.
Welcome to the Bloody Mary Podcast, where we talk about all things horror while drinking a Bloody Mary. I'm Jesse.
And I'm Tammy, and we are totally married. We got our Bloody Marys, and tonight we are ranking the Scream franchise.
Finally.
And with us, we have a totally rad special guest. He's a director, editor, writer, producer, jack-of-all-trades filmmaker, and his favorite horror film of all time is Skinamarink, a Bloody Married podcast regular, Sean Springer.
Welcome.
Can we do a Skinamarink commentary track? I'm not joking.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we can.
I think we should.
Yeah, we can. I think we should do a Bloody Mary podcast live, and that could be part of it.
Yeah.
We could just do like a 5-hour thing where an hour and a half is us just commenting on Skinamarink.
Sure.
Did you make it all the way through?
I did not.
Oh, you didn't? Okay.
I can't.
What? The one thing I've yet to do. So I bought it. I bought.
I like that we're talking
because,
about this.
No, I know. We got to start like, you know, high. And then coast down from there. I bought Skinamarink because it's probably the worst movie I've ever seen in theaters. But I just like had to own it because now I own the Steelbook Collector's Edition. And the greatest thing about it is there's a director's commentary, which it's cool to like listen to like what he did and his you know, it brings a little more light to this terrible movie. But there is a track, there's an audio track for the visually impaired. So it's telling you, this is pretty common for films now, so it's telling you as the film goes on what's happening. And I need to watch that because it finally might give context because it'll just say like you're looking at a corner of a wall. Yep, it's still there.
The person's like, I don't even know what a corner of a wall looks like.
So I think everybody who's watching this should buy Skinamarink and support independent films.
Support Skinamarink. Yeah, I do agree. I do agree. Support independent films, support Skinamarink.
And support the podcast.
Yes, by going to www.bloodymarypodcast.com. There we have an Amazon wish list where we have some expensive things and some non-expensive things.
Yeah.
Buy something and give us a shout out. And if you buy something super expensive, you can like, you know, pick us an episode and we'll do it. You can even come if you look good on they could be on the podcast.
Wow. Does that mean, is that why I'm here?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm just the eye candy. You're welcome.
You're just eye candy. Yeah. So that's the only reason why you're here.
You know, but if you can't just like, comment, share, subscribe, all that stuff really helps us. So give it a like, share it with your aunt. Your niece and nephews.
Yeah. Share it with your friends. Yeah. Share it with your enemies.
Enemies too. They need podcasts.
So the Scream franchise started nearly 30 years ago with 6 films, soon to be 7. We are here to rank them. We're going to start with our worst, our least favorite, and go to our favorite.
Because we've done a lot of Scream podcasts.
We've never ranked them yet. Maybe inside of some of our reviews, we've kind of talked about where we'd place it and how we'd, but we never done an official ranking. So, Sean, would you like to kick it off with what is your least favorite?
My least.
And before we get into it, I just want to say that to me, there's no bad Scream movie.
Yeah,
These are all entertaining.
There's one bad Scream movie. I'll get to that. Yeah.
For me, there's no bad Scream movie. They're all entertaining on some level. I get enjoyment out of all of these, some more than others. But if you're to put any one of these on, I'd watch it.
Oh, sure. Yeah. So. Yeah. And it's my favorite franchise, and it really hasn't let us down. Aside from my least favorite Scream movie, I'm just going to say it right now. Scream 7 is my least favorite Scream movie. I've said on previous podcasts, I'm not excited about it right now, even though we've talked about it a lot through Theories podcast. I'm just going to say it's the worst Scream movie in my mind.
Yeah. All right.
I'm not a fan.
What's your number 6 then?
Yeah. So coming up, This whole list is hard.
Very.
But I would say the only Scream film in my mind that's been released at least, that deserves to be at the bottom is Scream 4.
Mm-hmm.
But it's interesting because Scream 4 has maybe my favorite ending, maybe my favorite like killer reveal. But I think what it has going against it is it it seems like it's a little bit more messy of a film. It had the most messy production aside from Scream 7. No, but of the films that have been released, it had a very messy production. It was rewritten in the middle of it. They stopped filming it in the middle of it. They had to like restart. It feels disjointed as a film to me. I don't know how it feels to you guys. But I also probably obsess a little more over it because I followed the production so closely. Mm-hmm. I never looked at spoilers or anything, but there was always this sense of like Scream 4 is in trouble. And I think when it came out, it's very enjoyable. But now looking back at it, because I think we all kind of re-watched most of them or all of them. Mm-hmm. The opening's not as good. Even without the gimmick of the opening,
yeah,
that opening where you actually see the characters get killed, like it's really lame.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
It's the lamest opening of them all because you don't really care about those characters. I don't even remember like they don't tie into the story as much as other openings. I never loved the new cast because this whole thing was like rebooting it for a new generation.
Yeah,
the first time they did
it. Going back to high school,
back to Woodsboro. But I stopped caring about those new characters once Sydney's on screen. And of course, once Sydney and Gale are back, the whole movie's about them. Mm-hmm. So it kind of fails to bring you the new cast. And of course, it kills all of the new cast, essentially.
Yeah.
So I never thought it worked as but I love it. That's what's sad. I still love it. They're like children. It's just this is the child who I'm always glad isn't around as much.
Yeah. Well, yeah, one thing too, I was telling Tammy about this earlier, but Scream 4 came out in 2011, and I feel like that was a time where horror in the world didn't know what it was yet, because we were done with torture porns. We were kind of getting away from the remake craze.
Yeah.
So I think there's like a time between like 2009 to about 2015 where horror didn't really have an identity.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, that's when we got Scream 4. And I think they even mentioned that in Scream 4 of like, we're all these remakes and torture porn and no, it's just, you know, there's just a slasher.
Yeah.
And they did something in 2011, which was uncommon, which was they said Scream 4. There was no reboot.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Because yeah.
Yeah. But I will say, I like everyone in the film and I love the ending. I think the ending is the first ending since the first film to really kind of say something kind of about the world that it was living in. Hmm. But then there was stuff that was like, remember the one character is recording, he's like live streaming from his glasses or his little headset.
Yeah.
And that was just one of those things where it's like, don't invent this technology that nobody has, because it
what
takes
do you mean?
It
I had
takes
a couple of those. I'd walk around and film everything with
you
that.
You did? Yeah, no. Of course you did. You were live streaming, everybody was giving you the views. So Scream 4, second worst Scream.
All right. You can go next.
My number 6 is Scream 2.
Okay.
And again, I agree. Scream is my second favorite franchise.
Controversies.
And I also they're comfort movies for me.
Oh, sure.
So I've watched these, all of them, so many times.
Yeah.
I fall asleep to them. Like, I love all of them.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, 2 always gives me a little bit of a lackluster feeling coming off of 1. Hmm. For me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I also don't like, I'm not a big fan of Laurie Metcalf being Billy's mom.
She do you not like her, the way she portrays it, or just that story point?
I like the story point.
Okay.
I just don't like her. I love Laurie Metcalf, but I just don't like her.
She takes as it up Billy's to 11.
You think she was miscast?
I think she was miscast. Yeah. And I always have thought she was miscast. And that's the one thing that really bothers me about that movie is like, I just don't. Like,
well, I hope you know she's crying right now.
I'm so sorry, but
she tried really hard.
She did. I'm sure she did. She absolutely did.
Lori, come on out.
Hey, Lori.
I still love you so much. Yeah.
Actually, we don't have rights. She can't actually come on screen. She has to sit back there and watch. But
that
there's
being
snacks
said,
and refreshments. Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
Go ahead. Gale, on point. Like, she looks great in 2.
I think in Scream 2...
Everybody's beautiful.
Gale was the best in Scream 2, I think.
Yeah, that was the best Gale for me. And it was fun how they brought in the stab movies, and I like all that. But just for me, it just gives me coming off of one, because I loved one so much, that I never got that. It just a lackluster feel coming off of one for me.
Yeah. Well, that's
so.
Sucks to be wrong.
That's sad. Sad. All right. My least favorite is, I agree with Sean. I think Scream 4 is...
Scream 7 is the one.
Okay, so Scream 7, Scream 4 is my least favorite, which it's a lot of the reasons you said. And also that filter, that fucking dreamy filter that's throughout the whole movie.
And it's funny, I never noticed that until you pointed it out.
It distracts me so much. It's a filter you use for flashbacks and dream sequences, and it's in the whole thing. The cop cars go by, you're just blasted out with these like dreamy bubble lights, and there's a glow around everyone. That's like my main thing. It does feel disjointed watching it, and it feels... not exciting, right? It's like there was excitement with that trilogy, and then it kind of came out almost quietly, and like you said, with some troubled news. So there wasn't an excitement around it. And aside from one, I've seen all of these in the theater opening weekend, and I remember nobody wanted to go see Scream 4 with me in the theater.
I would have gone.
Yeah, me too. I know, right? And then I go by myself in the theater. There's like 10 people in there. I'm like, this sucks. Like, I wish more people would go see this so we could keep getting this. But maybe it's also because I don't know when, this was Wes Craven's last film. Yeah. I don't know if he was having, because it was a brain tumor he died from, right?
I mean, I don't want to.
I don't know if he was having issues when shooting.
I think the film's well put together. I think the film suffers from maybe the script isn't as tight. You never really love the new characters, so that could be a casting thing.
Well, there's so much deleted scenes from this. Isn't there like an hour or something of deleted scenes?
Well, we got the DVD, right?
Yeah.
And so I watched some of them when I watched it.
There's like a lot.
There's a ton.
And they recast the mom. They recast
Jill's mom.
Well, and they shot it and then reshot.
One of the things that I wish they would have done in the deleted scene, he talks about, so the opening kill where it's actually the girls that live in town, they don't show the aftermath of it, right?
Sure.
In the movie.
But there's a deleted scene
where like the one girl's hanging, kind of mimicking Casey, and just that would have been way cooler to see.
When I watched those deleted scenes, it's been a while since I watched them, but I didn't think they made... I even thought those were like kind of bad.
Well, you know, they're not good, but like that would have at least gave a little bit of something extra in that opening.
Yeah.
Well, I guess more to my point of, there was like, I don't know, maybe this is more common, but they shot so much stuff, kind of like maybe they didn't know what they were going to do.
Well, yeah, because they at one point they shut down production for like 3 months.
Yeah.
To like rewrite.
But I agree, the ending is cool. That whole like Jill thing, where when she was fight clubbing herself and smashing herself. Yeah. Oh, spoilers! If you haven't seen the Scream movies,
all the spoilers.
Thanks a lot, Jesse.
we're going to be spoiling some things here, so go watch the Scream franchise and come back and see if you like our rankings.
Well, I think the concept of Kevin Williamson and Wes Craven had said the concept of Scream 4 is, what if Sydney's the killer?
Right.
And that's the idea of Jill essentially being the killer, being the new Sydney. And I just don't think they ever nail it. Now, I love everything about it. I love Gale and Dewey's romance, or like their relationship, I should say. I loved how tough Sydney is. Mm-hmm. Like, she's never the victim in it. She's like tough and like on the case and stuff with Gale to like get stuff done. And there's certain sequences that are really good. Gail going to the barn where all the people are like doing the
she throws on a mask and she's
like that. Yeah. Like that dance is classic.
Yeah. She's like,
yeah. Those are like great sequences, but overall I just don't think it comes together. And I think it's a testament to how much I like the Scream 5 cast. Is like, I don't even really remember, aside from Hayden Panettiere, I don't even remember the Scream 4 cast.
Yeah.
Like, I guess, was it one of the Culkins?
Yeah. Kieran.
Yeah. Is that Kieran?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he just won an
Rory. Excuse me, Rory. Yeah.
Sorry, Rory, you didn't win an Oscar.
Sorry, Rory.
Yeah. But okay, what's your next one?
My next one, okay. So this is hard. The next handful of movies are hard because I think any given time, it's probably a mix of, oh gosh, like I want to change it right now.
Yeah, that's how I feel too. I feel like
there's like that middle chunk is hard.
Ask me tomorrow when they move around.
It's gonna change. I know it'll change, but it's Scream 3.
Mm.
And I think that's because it's maybe a little uneven overall, but that's only because maybe all the other ones above it are so tight and just so much better. I don't think some of the sequences, like I think in some of the Scream films, every sequence is great. When you look at like what'll be like my top Scream film, like every sequence in it is great, yeah, well executed. And then you have in Scream 3, it's like you have the Jenny McCarthy kill. And like that's just, nothing special.
Yeah, like it's, you don't even see it. Like a lot of the Scream kills are really lackluster. Yeah. Like she gets chased and stabbed in the back once, and then you just see her head like go through a window.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's not even that. Like the kills are bad or like they're not bloody. Everybody always calls this like the bloodless Scream. Mm. But when you watch it, like, yeah, there's tons of blood in it.
Mm-hmm.
But just the sequences themselves just aren't as interesting. And it suffers from the every time a character says anything on this in the film, they have to like pause and they have to like sneer and look to the side because everyone is a suspect in like the way the story's set up.
Right.
And that's like even like McDreamy, like when he's trying to like console Sid,
it's
like
hard
in
with
his
him.
Office.
Yeah.
And as soon as she turns around, he's like,
right, and you're like, what is happening?
Yeah, yeah. And she's like she's trying to like just be friendly with them.
And they hit the score moments too, to like dun, 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 when they're looking.
But that's what the audience wanted, or that's what they thought the audience wanted. Yeah. So this was when the films were leaning the most into, you're never going to guess who the killer is.
Yeah.
Mm. I like the reveal of Roman being the killer. I like that it kind of ties into like family and like horror movie tropes of like it was like a secret brother or like whatever. Mm. But it's just kind of a lesser thing. I love Roman and Sydney's fight. That's a great sequence.
That was one of the better fight sequences in the series.
Yeah.
It was really good.
I think just to and then there's the unevenness of like just in production of the film. I think Neve Campbell only was going to be in it for like 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, it's not quite a Sydney movie, but then it becomes a Sydney movie, but you've like start this, like the whole opening of it is about Dewey and Gale. And then like, I feel like they're missing at the end. They're just trying to beat down a door at the end.
Yeah.
Right? So that just feels uneven. I still like it for what it is. I still think it's a cool film and like they all kind of flow together. But if I have to like nitpick and rank them like you made me do this, I have to make it my second from the or third from the bottom.
I can't argue. What's yours?
Well, I agree. What? And I have to say it. For me, 3 and 2 sometimes reverse for
mm-hmm.
me. Because sometimes 3 I don't remember it all. Like, I forget so much of this movie.
There are parts of 3 and 4 that I forget until I watch them.
So I'm like, what the fuck? And they're like, that happened?
Yeah, they blew up a house.
And then, but like, Gale, like, what the fuck is, like, the worst she's ever looked?
Oh gosh.
But that's... I will say, her and Parker Posey, Courtney Cox and Parker Posey, fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
They're comedy.
Funny.
They're like, they make me laugh so much.
I wanted more of them together.
Right. Like that, when I watched it the last time, I was like, that is like the most enjoyable part of this movie is those two together.
Yeah.
For me. But again, like the kills aren't that fun.
They aren't.
Really the best thing is her fight with her brother. Like finding out that's her brother, like some soap opera and like... Mm-hmm. You know, he was the mastermind and he's your brother and, you know, all this stuff. But that was a really cool fight scene. But mostly I forget about a lot of this movie.
Yeah.
And my highlight of the entire movie is really those two together being silly. Like,
yeah.
So for me, that one and 2 kind of flip-flop depending on my mood.
Interesting. Yeah.
What is your number 5?
Mine's also 3. Yeah. It's for the same reasons everyone's saying, and who was ever in charge of not just Courtney Cox's wardrobe, but for everybody's wardrobe is insane. Like, everyone has on baggy clothes, and like the maybe it was a style at the time, but like Dewey's outfit is a size too big. Cotton Weary's outfit is a size too big.
Wasn't that just the style?
Yeah,
I think it was.
Could have been. I don't know.
I really
like the opening and I like the ending of Scream 3 a lot. I like Cotton Weary as a character, and I was really sad to see him go. Or did he? We don't actually see the death blow, but that was fun. And I do like the ending, but it was pretty.
The voice changer is a fun idea.
That's the thing I always forget about with Scream 3, that they're
that
using
changes the voice.
Different voices.
And if you're ever on Scream Reddit, every like at least once a month, someone says, "Where can I buy that voice changer that fakes other people's voices?" And like for the last like 20 years, people have just been like, "It doesn't exist. Those are just actors' voices." But now with AI, like,
oh yeah,
maybe we'll have those.
I bet we already do. And this is another one where it goes with like my actual real life experience with the movie is. I was excited to go see it. Nobody in my friend group wanted to go see it. I went to the theater and it was the same thing. It was like 25% full. And like I'd seen Scream 2, you know, whenever that came out, and there was a line out the door. And opening weekend with Scream 3, it's just, it felt like, oh, God damn it. Yeah. This is sad. And in the moment, I remember being disappointed and I kept waiting for the second killer to show up.
Oh, okay.
The first time I saw the movie in the theater and I was like, walked out, I was like, oh, I missed that. I wanted there to be more than, I was like, I kept waiting for, oh, and it ended? Yeah. And then I think I stayed for the credits even before like that was a thing.
Yeah.
To like maybe see who the second killer was. And then you forget a lot about it. The kills are forgettable. The plots kind of like start piling up onto each other. Like there's the whole Maureen Prescott thing, which is interesting. But then you have Courtney and
Parker Posey.
Their thing. Yeah, there's so many layers and layers.
And Carrie Fisher's great cameo.
Carrie Fisher, who was like, I'm not Carrie Fisher.
Yeah.
There's a lot to love in this film.
Lance Henriksen, I forget he's in it. And then it was like the Harvey Weinstein thing where they like Harvey Weinstein... her mom.
Yeah.
And so Roman is really the son of 100 maniacs. What was the Nightmare on Elm Street part five?
Yeah.
Son of 100 maniacs.
Yeah.
That's who Roman is. Right. He's Freddy.
Yeah. Well, and it's funny because a lot of people, since Harvey Weinstein's stuff has come out, a lot of people have said that Wes Craven was secretly kind of like doing this Weinstein kind of character on screen.
Nice.
Well before anything ever came out. So a lot of people have kind of given Wes some props for that, in a time when maybe he couldn't come out because Harvey Weinstein screwed over Wes on Cursed.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. But yeah. I do... Right now, I'd rather watch 3 than 4. So, what's your next one?
The next one, these all flop around, but I think it's Scream 5. It's kind of just right in the middle, I guess, for me.
Yeah,
I like it. I think it establishes the new cast. I guess I don't have too much to say aside from it's obviously very fun, but there's other Scream films that are more fun. That's all I can really say.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Well, that was quick. What about you?
All right. Well, I'm going to say for me, it's Scream 4.
Scream 4?
Mine's a little bit higher
you like
than
it.
Your guys's.
You like it more.
Yeah.
I guess I see it. You guys have a filmmaker lens, I think, when you watch these, and
sure,
I don't.
Yeah.
And I remember I didn't see it in the theater because when it came out, it was at a time where no one's going to see movies with me like that. Okay. And I rented
That's
it
sad.
Myself and I was just like really excited to like...
So your experience doesn't form
ratings. I was really excited to see a new Scream movie, you know? And then it also ties into when James, our son, was younger. I can't watch Edward Scissorhands. That's my scariest movie. So he's like, "Mom, if you watch Edward Scissorhands, I watch Scream 4."
Aww,
and
that's
that was
so
like
cute.
His first scary movie that
How
he
old
watched.
Is he then? Just little James, little tiny
whatever
tiny
time
James?
When it came out. What do you
2011.
So he was born in.
It's like 9 years old.
2002, like 9, 10, something like that.
Yeah.
So I was like, "Okay, deal."
He had his little Cabbage Patch Kid and a copy of Scream 4.
And I'm like, like, okay, deal. He watched that whole thing. I can only make it through 10 minutes with Edward Scissorhands. And he's Mom. And I was like, I can't do it.
So you owe him.
What is it about Edward Scissorhands you don't like?
Do you
know about Edward, like, who he kills?
I haven't.
You don't even know how it ends.
I do. I've seen it.
Okay.
But I have not, like... Yeah, it's a whole thing. I can't.
So is it the character of Edward, or is it Winona with blonde hair that freaks you out?
No, it's the suburban part of the suburban stuff really freaks me the fuck out. Okay. And I think there's also some other layers that I choose not to discover because I literally get like a visceral reaction thinking about watching it.
Yeah, so she's had this too with Night Swim.
So we have to do Skinamarink, Edward Scissorhands. And what's your like film that you can't watch?
I don't...
There's got to be something.
I have to think about it. Film that I can't watch.
There
is, but I don't recommend anybody ever watch it. It's a Serbian film.
Oh, okay. You know what's so funny? I was about to say that as a joke.
No,
okay. I've heard that's so horrible. Don't ever
watch it. I wish I could erase from my mind, and I wouldn't watch it again.
Yeah.
But like, if we're talking like movies that scare me, I don't know now. I'd have to think about it. I know when I was a kid, like the Large Marge from Pee-wee's Big Adventure scared me to death.
Yeah.
But anyways.
Yeah. So anyway, Scream 4 has like a different like.
Yeah, I understand that
to me. And also, I don't like the opening. I think it was very boring. It was like a fake out. Like it just didn't really.
I loved it. And like when I first saw it. But with time, it's just lesser. It's a lesser idea. It's too gimmicky.
But it also up for me because I love the ending. I fucking love her fight clubbing herself. Yeah. I love
that, cool.
that she's the killer.
Yeah.
And if you watch, like when I watched it the other day, it was like, it totally makes even more sense because her mom is like, well, I got scars too. Well, it's always about more like it's always about her, my dead sister and Sydney, and I don't get all the attention. And I'm still here in Woodsboro. And that obviously rolled over to her daughter too.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then she's like, well, I want to be famous. You know, like, so I like that killer reveal. I like that because, you got her brother in 3, but like you don't expect it to be like, you know, her little cousin who knows about all this trauma and all that stuff and doesn't have anything really connected to it, but mostly it's because she just wants that attention.
Well, and the reveal of Rory Culkin's character was great.
Right.
That was a great reveal.
Yeah.
That whole last, like, from that moment on, from the second
it was really good.
They were all fucking so great.
And you got the killer...
I was going to say.
You got the flannel on for
Jill. I do. I got the blue.
Jill and Richie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just, that for me just brings it up a lot too. And then I like some of the kills, like her friend across the one when she's like in the neighbor. Oh, I'm not in your closet. Like that's a great kill.
The, yellow bra.
That's fun.
Yellow bra. Remember by the yellow bra.
Nice. Nice.
Olivia, I believe is the character.
My people know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, for me, it's higher because I don't see it through that filmmaker lens.
Yeah.
And also, I have, you know, I was just like, a fucking new Scream movie. Like, I was so excited to watch it when it came out. So.
And I was never disappointed when I watched it. I mean, I walked out of Scream 4 just like, yes, this is amazing. Scream's back. And I wanted more, like, because they were saying they were doing a trilogy after that.
Right.
So all I wanted was more. And I think just with time, I think I was able to like step away from the excitement of it and just see. There's no bad Scream movie.
There's not.
Aside from Scream 7.
Yeah.
Aside from Scream 7.
Whatever. It's going to be the best one. Come on, guys. Mine, what number are we at?
4.
4. Okay. So 4 is like right in the middle. Mine is Scream 2. It sits comfortably right there in the middle. It was a lot of fun. Like, this is one of my... I went and saw it in the theater with, like, my best friend at the time when I was a teenager. We had our girlfriends. Line out the door. Amazing theater experience.
Yeah.
Crowds were cheering. Mm-hmm. Like, it was like the premiere of Stab, except without all the cool masks and stuff. Like, that was the crowd.
Yeah.
So it was, like, double excitement when you're seeing that opening and being in the theater.
It was as big as, like, a Star Wars premiere.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I guess the things that I don't like about it, really the ending, right? I think this one has like the worst reveals and the worst fighting. Like if it makes sense, all of the last fight sequence seems distant, where in Scream it was intimate, right? They're in the kitchen, sure. They're really close to each other, but physically everyone feels so far away from each
other.
They're
throwing rocks at each
other. Keeping each other at like a distance, and it's like they almost shot like Mickey's stuff, shot her stuff, shot Sid's stuff, and it never felt like an intimate kind of...
Yeah,
if that makes sense.
Because I think so many of the sequences in 2 are so good that the end is kind of the worst sequence of the film by far. Like, there's a moment where they stab a rock. Like that kind of thing. Yeah. Stuff like that.
There were like the car sequence was really a lot of fun, where, you know, she's climbing over him and hits the horn.
Yeah.
And then her friend has to do it. And they both get seeing that the first time was so
tense. I think that's the best sequence in any Scream film is that police car. Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is your least favorite.
Yeah.
At sometimes it's mine too, but like this time around it wasn't. It's good. It's a good Scream movie. I thought it was a fun follow-up, and like you said, it was cool to have like a not phone call kill and to open it up with. Scream 2. Here we go.
This is our top threes now.
Yeah. Top threes.
Top three.
Holy balls.
Top Scream 6.
Yeah.
I think what I like about this film is it's everything that was 5, but better. I think the sequences are better. I think I love the cast better. I think, I just think every moment in this, like just from sequence to sequence to sequence, is just like really well done. And even just like rewatching it, I'm just like, man, like this is really good. Like, it's really intense. The director's like really brought it to like really like just make every moment kind of count. I think maybe we've talked on the Scream podcast, you were a little disappointed because you had already to Jesse, I'm saying this, predicted who one of the killers was
and the motive.
It doesn't bum me out, because I think everything around it is just so fun.
It's really well done.
I love my favorite part about the Scream movies, or any, and even though it's not a Wes Craven movie, but my favorite thing in Wes Craven movies is the interaction of the characters. I think that's one thing, even in his worst films, he was always able to bring out. And I think that's like the strongest part there is of my favorite scenes in Scream 6 are just the characters interacting.
When they're sitting at the kitchen table.
It's just
core 4 stuff.
And Chad and Tara falling in love.
Yeah.
Like having their kiss and everything like that. Like, I love that stuff as much as I love the kills.
Yeah.
So I think it's just everything that Scream 5 was, but a step up.
I disagree with that, but I do think it's really good. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I also have Scream 6 as my 3. I really did liked the opening where we get a killer and you get the kill and then he takes the mask off. Like, we haven't had that.
Yeah.
And it was like, what?
I remember in the theater, it's like, oh, are we just going to be like, no, are we as an audience going to know who the killer is the whole time and they're not? This is new, but they didn't do that. But it was still refreshing to have a different type of opening.
Yeah. And again, I agree. The cast was so great. And I love how they're dealing with the aftermath of what happened in 5 and how, you know, how each of them are handling it and how, you know, Sam is getting... you know, oh, but she's the killer, like that kind of stuff, because of social media these days and playing into that. The kills are really great.
I love
the core 4 stuff. Like, you really I want to know more. Like, you want to be with those people. And then
that's why it makes Scream 7 like
really?
Worse. That's why I hate Scream 7. Is because we're never going to see the core 4 again.
The core 4, I love them.
But I also feel like this was kind of a love letter to all the Screams too, because they had all the different masks.
They did. That was super cool.
They had the museum.
Having Kirby come back.
Like, all of those things, like, that kind of felt like a love letter in itself too. And then one of my favorites is the ladder kill scene. Yeah. Like, that's a good lot. Like, oh, yeah, great, that was great tension. Yeah. Like, that was really intense.
And what's great about, what I love about the ladder scene is you see it coming. Mm-hmm. The second they're like, we have to put a ladder outside the window.
Someone's going to fall.
Yeah, you see. Yeah.
Like, you know it's going to happen, and, but you're just
and
like.
And it's still just so well done.
It reminded me of that car sequence in 2 where there's like this tension of you have to go do something slowly, but you know one of them's going to die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's just a really fucking great movie.
Yeah.
And I love that we get 3 killers instead of
that was super fun.
That was something we hadn't had yet, and that was super fun.
And it is also that reveal of like, surprise, we're the family.
Yeah, surprise, you know, but, we're Richie's family. Yeah. And I love how we were talking like Mindy called it the whole time.
That was something I did pick up on, because in 5 she calls it and gets it wrong, and she's like, I'm not getting it wrong this time. And she calls like, it's you and it's really easy for you to get a roommate, it's you because of this, and your dad is a cop, and those are, and she was telling us who they were.
She calls it, and then how she was bummed, she was like, I fucking miss it, and I called it, like, how like, it's just fun. You get more of those relationships, they're a little deeper, you see how they're each dealing with the aftermath of 5. And
then Scream 7 ruined it.
But Scream 8 is going to bring it back around.
I don't know.
I'm looking forward to Scream 9.
Yeah.
So,
what's your number 3?
Same as you guys. It's Scream 6. You know, when I first saw this, I was like, this might be my least favorite one. But after watching it like 3 times, it's climbed up there to my top 3. From everything you guys have said, too, it's just really well done. And it's modern, and your characters, you like them even more. Even though I predicted the killer and the why he was doing it, it was still a lot of fun. That's like the only bummer for me. But yeah, it's really good. And I like the... You know, expanding more on like the personal moments. I liked the silent moments between Tara and Sam, kind of at the end, like where she's hanging.
Oh yeah,
and then like, you know, let me go, and then she kind of gives a nod to the knife, and they so they know what each other are gonna do. So they both go and kick ass. And at the very end, when Sam is just ramming those knives all over the guy's arms and
so
stuff,
great.
And then she's like, she stops and she says, "No, I'm not a killer." And then she looks over at Tara, and Tara gives her a look that, like, go ahead. And then, but you did fuck with my family. And then, so those two silent moments between them said so much.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, like, really made me love those two. And I want to see them back, even if they're not here for Scream 7, which maybe they will be. Who knows? I want to see
I'm calling them. It now. I'm a time traveler.
I want to see them back because I want the core 4 back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's just a lot of fun. All the kills are cool. I've heard some, like, what was it? I think Matthew Lillard and a few other people thought that they went too overboard with the gore. Like, I think, like, they said, like, Ghostwave, a shotgun doesn't work. And I was thinking, like, what do you mean? He's always had a pistol, at least.
It's always a different Ghostface. That's the thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
I think if you go too much further than 6 with the gore, then it turns into something different, maybe.
Yeah, but that's also even the whole point, is it's a different Ghostface. It's a different... Same motives, but different guy.
I like it.
And also, it's like he has a shotgun for, like, you know, one scene, because doesn't he get it from, like, the guy there?
The cash.
He's picking up.
It's a weapon of convenience.
Exactly.
I like the New York setting was cool. It was refreshing. As 6 also showed me that it doesn't have to be in Woodsboro, and you don't need the legacy characters. Like, Gail and Kirby didn't need to be in there, and it would have been a solid film. Like, those people could have been different characters. Gail's thing could have been written out, and Kirby could have just been a new character coming in from the FBI.
Right.
And I was like, it sold me on, okay, we don't need these other characters.
Yeah. And then Scream 7 ruined it. That's why it's my least favorite Scream movie.
Well, then, what is your second favorite Scream?
This is where controversy begins. My second favorite is Scream 1, the first Scream.
What?
Oh, get out of here.
All this stuff is is obviously debatable. When I get to my number one, and I can kind of defend this, but obviously this is a classic. It's one of my all-time favorite movies. I don't know what else you can say about this film aside from it really redefined, like, horror in so many ways. I mean, I think one time, just as a dumb joke, I was texting you about, like, well, what's on the horror Mount Rushmore? Yeah, you know, like you have to have Ghostface. You probably have Dracula, Michael Myers, Ghostface, and I don't know who else we might have said, but
yeah.
if you really think of like the people who redefined horror, like for the last 30 years, every horror film has been a response to Scream.
Yeah, for sure.
And I mean it's not gonna change.
No.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. But it's your number two. That's wild.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean,
it could be mine too.
We'll see. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, is it my turn?
Yeah, go for it. Yeah.
So my number two is Five.
Yeah.
It was so fun. I hadn't seen a Scream movie in the theater.
Mm-hmm.
And so this was kind of...
Oh, you hadn't?
I don't even think I saw one I rented.
Yeah.
So this was my first like Scream in the theater. So that was awesome.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
getting to see it with you.
Mm.
And so that just added a little extra for me as well. But also, it just made me so happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it brought, like, all just brought, gives you the feel of one, but gives you new stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It gives you the new class, Scream the new class, you know, like, and...
And way better than 4 did.
Way better than 4. Like, 4, to me, how could you even have made that the new class? Like, it just didn't, obviously,
well, they ended
because
up killing
they
them all
killed
in
them
it
all. But you know what I mean? Like, this one, you're really like, okay, I want to know what Scream 6 is going to be.
Yeah.
Because I do like these characters. Yeah. I do have, you know, like, we want to know. They did a really great job at that. And then also... tying in the old. So, I just think they married those both so fucking well.
And so much care for the franchise.
Yes.
They also had a lot riding on their shoulders because Wes Craven had directed the 4 and these new guys, and we knew they were good from Ready or Not, but like, okay, they have a lot on their shoulders. And I think they did a really good job of making a Wes Craven film and also, you know, putting, I think they put more of their flavor into 6, but I think 5 was like a perfect balance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's a big crowd pleaser.
Yeah.
Like, so like, yeah, just a ton of fun. Like all the callbacks are good. Like I was genuinely kind of surprised like the whole time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. And then just, and also the fun of having, you know, Billy Loomis pop up like that was like
that was crazy in the theater. Like, we were all three in the theater, right?
Yeah, we all saw it together.
He's like, what the fuck? I was like,
So it was like all those things were just so great, and we hadn't had a Scream since 4, and it was just like, oh, I loved it so much. I just came out of the theater just really happy. So that's why it's my number two.
Yeah. Well, my number two is also Scream 5. I think it's a great companion piece to the first one.
Yeah.
I like it a lot. It's just everything that we've said. I really like Dewey in this a lot. His story is sad, right?
Yeah.
It is. Like, you know, he's with Gail and, you know, they're back and forth and they were married and living in Woodsboro and she got a job and they moved out there and he couldn't take living in the city. So he just like left in the middle of the night and he's a drunk in a trailer.
Right.
So he like, you know, that was a sad way to see Dewey go, but I liked the character.
David Arquette's so good in it.
Yeah.
He is.
Yeah.
He's really, so great, really good. And maybe he's not dead. There was one line in here I didn't catch. At one point, Jack Quaid, Richie, gets hit by a phone, and he says, "Did you hit me with a phone?"
Oh.
From 3.
Yeah, yeah.
You just hit me with a phone? So that was a lot of fun. I was watching it, and there's a scene, too, and Richie's watching Stabs on his phone, saying he's watching Stabs on Netflix, and I'm just in here watching Scream 5 on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
It was very meta, really smart.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked the Billy stuff and the ending kill that. When she embraces her inner Billy and just stabs him away 22 times or 27?
27.
27 times.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because she tells that to her therapist in 6 how many times she stabbed
him. And he's like, oh, I can't. Like, fuck that therapist. And because he's like, oh.
Slit his throat. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And it was the same thing, too. We were so hyped as to what the movie was going to be. We were listening to the soundtrack before. Like, we're like, what is this movie going to be? It looks so good. It's so exciting. We saw it in the theater twice.
We did.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I love it. It's a lot of fun. It's my second favorite one, I think, by far.
By far, yeah.
By far, I think...
Even more than Scream 7.
Yeah, well, Scream 7 just kind of ruined the whole franchise. It's sad.
It's the worst
one. It's unfortunate.
You know, I hate why they brought in time travel and robots, and it was crazy. So, well, what's your
number one?
What's your number one?
This will be controversial, at least in this room. But it's Scream 2.
That's your least favorite.
My least favorite.
It's the middle for me.
As much as Scream 4 is my least favorite, but I love the ending. Mm-hmm. I think Scream 2 is perfect. Aside from it, just never stuck the landing with an ending compared to Scream 1. Like, it does, it didn't earn its ending with how good Scream 1's ending is. But I think Scream 2 is, it's every sequence, every moment with the characters, the interaction with the characters, I think it's all better. I think it obviously has to build off of it, Scream 1, mm-hmm. but every moment of that film is great. I think it's the best looking film. I think it's the best acted, but literally every sequence, every kill sequence is a classic. Even if you don't think about them, if you watch it, it's like everything's so well done. So, and it might be tainted by the fact that I had a great experience in the theater seeing it. I probably saw it like 6 times in the theater. Mm. It was like a time when like me and all my friends just wanted to see it a bunch.
Yeah.
It was like a Star Wars movie. I remember like going to the theater. There was multiple lines because it was playing on multiple screens.
The same with my experience.
And it was like the midnight screening, before the day of release. Mm-hmm. And like the audience reaction was like amazing. Like, so when I watch it, I still hear the audience like reacting.
Yeah.
I think Gail's in the sound booth, that sequence is perfect. I think Randy's death is perfect. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's sad that we lost Randy, but it's the last time we had, until Dewey, it's the last time we had any stakes whatsoever in the series.
Yeah.
True. Once Randy dies, like, you were like, oh my God, anyone can die now.
Yeah.
You know, like that's, and even watching it again, it's still intense. And I remember like rewatching it a couple of years ago before Scream 5 with my wife, and she hadn't seen it for years. And she was like, oh my God, like Randy comes back, right? Like, that's what everybody was saying in the theater.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't see him die. He just brought into the van. The van shakes around. They open it up and see a bloody body, which we've seen that before in this, and they've been alive.
Yeah. I mean, the opening kill is so cool and like intense with like her just getting like murdered in front of the entire crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Like Sarah Michelle Gellar's murder is like brutal and crazy. The car sequence, the police car sequence, I think is the best sequence in any Scream film. When you finally get to the reveal of Mrs. Loomis, I think that one's weak. I think the Mickey reveal's great because his whole thing is like, I wanted to get caught.
Like
Billy wanted to get away with it. Like, I'm here to get caught and like become like a national treasure.
Yeah, he's still a little hammy where he's Billy's mother.
Well, you know what's funny is like even when I watched that, even watching that in theaters, I was like, oh, that's a reshoot. Because when Debbie came out, I remember everyone in the theater was two things I remember. When Debbie comes out, everybody's like, who's that? Like, how is she the killer? And then I remember when Mickey takes off his mask, everybody was like, is that Billy? Billy's alive? Because they just looked too similar.
Yeah.
I remember that. But Billy's motive is great. I like the idea of Debbie and, or Mrs. Loomis, her and Billy like meeting online. I thought that was clever. It's just the acting of Mrs. Loomis is the one detriment. Mm. She takes it to like 11. And it's still grating to me.
Mm.
And then I do agree.
The worst.
I really hadn't thought about it.
Sorry, have some more snacks.
Yeah,
Sorry,
when you said, I hadn't really thought about this. So what you said was really true about it. Really felt a little disconnected, like just that fight scene.
Yeah.
And I totally agree. It got a little silly where, Nev's like playing with the sound effects and stuff like that.
Mm.
But I still think. I think it works as like an ending, and I think it's cool where like Cotton shows up. I think the moment of Cotton having to make the choice between killing Sydney or
that
killing
part was cool. I really love the Cotton character.
I think that, I mean, that to me was as intense a moment as anything in the Scream films, but it is a lesser ending overall because it is a bit disjointed. But I just think the movie's beautiful. Like I just get Like, I think about the final shot of Scream 2 where she's just walking across the campus. It's just like a beautiful shot. Like, I think it's just a beautiful, like, movie. Everyone looks gorgeous in this film.
They do.
Yeah.
Like,
they're peak gorgeousness. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Peak sexy.
So it's controversial, I know for sure. But there's also a thing where, like, Scream 1 and 2 really kind of, like, blend together to me because they're, you know, I think there was such a long time where I would just, like, have those on, like, VHS and just watch them all the time.
Yeah.
So in my mind, they're probably not as separate as some people.
Mm. Yeah, no. I don't think every scene is perfect. I think the acting is worse.
Me too. It's lackluster.
But are you talking of... You can't say that for every...
No. I think the acting... Okay, it's not bad, but I do think it's better in one. Mm. Yeah.
I don't know. Are we talking about just the ending, or are you talking about the whole film?
Well... The whole thing?
I had to disagree.
Yeah.
That's okay. We can agree to disagree.
Controversy.
Yeah. I think...
I think the writing's better, too. I think the writing's way better. They're commentating on things a little better. It's like if Scream 1 is, like, starting the conversation, Scream 2 is finishing it.
Yeah.
I don't expect that. I think
the writing in the first one's better.
Yeah.
Way better. I can agree that the car sequence could be one of the better sequences in the franchise. I can agree with that. I don't think it's the best, but I can see your viewpoint there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I knew it would be controversial.
Yeah.
Super controversial.
Yeah. It feels 2 and 3 kind of feel PG-13 to me, and not for the blood thing, but just how they feel.
No titties.
Was that why?
Nah.
Maybe. Yeah. No titties. Like, there's no yellow bra. Yeah. What's going on here? Yeah. Well, what's your number one?
Well, my number one is number one.
Is
it's
it?
The first one.
Yeah.
Boring.
I know.
Boring.
What's this? You just picked Scream 2 to be different. That's why.
It was just truly, you know, it was. It brought revitalized horror, and you were like, oh. And then just the opening scene of having Drew Barrymore, who's a big star, get killed off right away, and like, I just remember watching that in my room for the first time and being like, what the fuck? Like, just blown away.
I had the same reaction.
Like, it just made me like super happy after I watched it, because I was just like jazzed about, you know, this really awesome horror movie. Because again, when I was younger, like, no one in my life watched horror. I would like rent them and watch them in my room by myself, you know, like.
Mm.
Unless it was Halloween, we would do it, you know, my friends. But I was, like, kind of, like, a secret. It was, like, a secret for me. But, like, it just made me so happy. And I just think, like, the cast just nails it all the way through. I love Billy and Stu's relationship in that. Just their dynamic is just fucking great. I love Matthew Lillard. All of it.
Well, the ending is
all
so
of
intense.
It, the ending.
I remember watching it in theaters and just seeing, like, saying to myself, like, wow, movies can do this? Like, movies can be this intense?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Like, yeah.
And just the whole thing, and just the feeling of when it was over, just being like, that was fucking awesome. That was just so fucking awesome.
I also remember, like, trying to convince my friends that Scream was amazing, because people weren't talking about
me,
it.
Me too.
And, and Wes Craven, like, he just, you know, nobody was really, like, expecting him to make, like, another, like, horror masterpiece. And I remember, like, telling my friends, like, oh, I just saw that movie Scream, and it's amazing. Like, you're never gonna guess how good it is. It's really good. And my friends were just like, oh yeah, I'm gonna go see Wes Craven's Scream.
Yeah.
You should.
It really surprised people.
It picked up, and it got, like, an extended theatrical release, if I'm not mistaken, right?
I think it opened and it did okay, but it was one of those films where, like, it had like an okay opening weekend, but then it got bigger and bigger until, like,
word spread, it became
like number one at the box office, or like it just kept making more money.
Yeah, well, that was it's interesting. Yeah,
wait till you see Scream 2.
I did, and I was so disappointed.
If you think that one's good, Tammy, just wait.
We're gonna open with Omar Epps and Jada Pinkett Smith.
I don't like Jada Pinkett. I've never liked her, and that's part of, like,
yeah.
Get my Jada's name out of your mouth.
All right, husband, what's your number one?
Well, it's Scream. It's the original 1996.
How original.
Genre-defining film. How I know. Original. I know. It's the only one I didn't see in theaters. I rented it. Yeah. I watched it, and it was just... I had to rewatch it right away. I had to call my friend and be like, dude, I just saw Scream. Have you seen that? And he's like, no, I haven't. You go rent that right now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was just fun. It was the first time, too, that I had ever seen, oh, there can be two killers? Right. That's the first movie, I think I was 16 when I saw it. Oh, right, no yeah. movie had ever done that yeah. I'd seen. Yeah. It was always like there was a Jason, there was a Freddy,
yeah.
there was a Chucky,
right.
but then you had new killers. And, oh, there's a second one? Oh, that was like a mind-blowing moment for me that just opened, like, holy crap, you can do anything with horror films. Super bloody, super cool. Mm-hmm. A lot of great classic lines.
Parents are going to be so mad.
Yeah, right?
That's like one of my favorite lines in the entire oh, yeah. franchise.
Yeah, I mean, it's just classic. And yeah, I love it. And I think a lot of people do, except for this guy.
I still love it. They're all like children.
He hates it if it's not number one.
Dude, I'm going to say right now, just hearing you guys talk, like Scream 1 is below Scream 7.
How dare
Scream
you?
Scream 7 is going to be... I want Scream 7 to be the best Scream.
I want it... Yeah. Like, I don't even know if it has to be the best. I just want it to surprise me.
Yeah.
Like, it's so hard in franchises to be surprised anymore.
Yeah.
And
especially if you record 8 hours of podcast talking about what you think the movie's going to be.
This is true.
Yeah. Yep. But yeah, no. Scream for why the world likes it.
What were your predictions? Did you say you had predictions? Of
yeah.
What
did
have?
You think our rankings are going to be?
Oh, I got them wrong. I thought, okay, we'll start with Sean. I thought your least favorite. Okay. From least to best.
Yeah.
I thought yours was going to be 3, 4, 6, 5, 2, and 1, and I was wrong.
Yeah. It's okay. Yeah.
For you, I thought it was going to be 3, 2, 4, 6, 5, the original. So I only got a couple mixed up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
did
I thought,
you predict your own?
Yeah. I didn't. Going into this, I almost thought that 6 was going to be one of my least favorites, but it wasn't.
I thought it would be lower on you guys's too. I think just based on,
yeah.
I think one of our previous Scream 7 theory podcasts, I think we had kind of talked 6 down a little bit.
Yeah. But no, after sitting on it and watching it again, it's just so good.
That's why I'm glad we waited to rank these a little while.
Yeah. Because
it's now been like what, two years since Scream 5? Mm-hmm. Or since Scream 6, I mean?
Yeah, two years, like 3 years since 5.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think it was good to have some time.
Yeah, no, yeah. that new team, what Mike and, I forget what the directing team is.
The Radio Silence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They did a really good job with those. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I am eternally curious as to what Scream 7 is going to be, directed by Kevin Williamson.
Yeah. I hope, I mean...
And where it's going to fit in our rankings in the future.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I mean, I already know where it's at.
Currently, it's at the bottom.
It could be number one. I don't know how would any Scream film be better than Scream 1? You know what I mean?
It just can't.
And I say that having just ranked Scream 2 above yeah. Scream 1. But like literally, like how will this film be better than even like Scream 6?
Yeah.
It's got to really pull out all the stops. It can't just
be
Sid's back. We're back to Woodsboro.
I think the only thing you have to have that another genre-defining moment.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. The only
like
thing...
Like, changing the genre from now on, again. That's, I think, the only thing that could...
The only thing, it can't be the best one. The only thing it can do is be better than, like, 5 and 6. And that's a hard ticket, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How do you do that? You got to have something really special. You have to have a great team and a solid script.
Because even if it's, you know, like, even just this idea of, like, creating a Scream formula where it's, like, you know, they as they're writing these, they're probably like, hey, this is a cool kill. This is a cool kill.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
even if those are better, they have to do something outside of just those kills to make it special.
Yeah.
And that's what I think Scream 6 did. I mean, they obviously had great... like some of the best kills in the franchise and best sequences in the franchise, but just like the time that you got to spend with the new characters just made that film, I think, just more special to all of us.
Yeah. Do you think that Melissa and Jenna Ortega are going to be in Scary Movie this summer in a cameo?
Yeah, that'd be so,
as their characters.
That would be great.
Now we got to do a Scary Movie ranking.
Oh God.
Yeah, I've only seen what we talked about, like one and two, but I barely remember.
There's five of them, and now there's going to be either six or it's going to be Scary Movie.
Scary Movie, the first one, I remember going to that. It was one, it's like, this has happened like two times in my life. I'd go into a movie and no one laughs the entire time. Complete silence. And the theater was packed. I mean, this was really? A full packed theater. Not a single laugh. Not, like, you could just hear people eating popcorn. And I was like, this is the worst movie I've ever seen.
Oh, really?
Like, I hate, like, I've never rewatched it all the way through. Like, and I just remember walking out of that and just being like, oh, okay. And then somehow, and then it was like open, it like had a bigger opening weekend than any comedy of all time.
Yeah, it did really, really, really good. It did
really well.
I think I had the opposite experience. I think I was in the theater and people were just having a good time.
Yeah.
So that's, yeah, I've seen one and two.
I rented it at some point. Yeah. But
I've seen one and two for sure. And I think I've seen the rest of them. I might not have seen one, but I don't remember them. I know Charlie Sheen pops in a couple of them.
I hope Scream 7 references or like acknowledges that there's a, the way there's stab movies, there's also scary movies. Well, that'd be great if like they show you stuff from a scary movie within the Scream universe. Because like someone who's done a parody of the stab movies would be great.
Well, where do you guys predict Scream 7 will be in your rankings a year after it comes out in 2 years from now?
Right in the middle.
Right in the middle.
In the middle.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Probably the middle because it really has to be like disappoint me. But again, all of these are good. And this is what I love about Scream is that I can sit through and watch all of them at any time.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not like, oh, Jesus, like there's that, you know, we've watched so many that we're ranking, you know, and you. My basis is now just the Howling series. So like I had to sit through all that shit. Like, but
the,
you know,
Howling,
like,
series is dog shit.
How many of
this
those
is literally our
make?
Most controversial podcast too.
How many of them?
There I were, listened to it.
There were
I
don't remember. 8 or 9.
Yeah.
God, it was.
Oh, it's controversial with fans.
Yes.
People? Okay. People were like,
we got a lot of messages.
Yeah. We got a lot more messages than we've ever had.
I had to delete comments like.
Oh, really?
That were just like going after.
Yeah.
And violently.
Yeah.
But it just,
I'm gonna kill you for hating Howling 6.
Yeah.
Like you're like. Wow. But just in this one is just kind of solid all the way through. There,
yeah,
you can interchange your least favorite. Yeah. Your least favorite is still entertaining as shit.
Sooner or later, we're gonna have a Scream film where we just walk out and we're like, I didn't like it.
Yeah.
I
just want this.
I don't ever want that to happen.
I know, but because it's like that's what I'm afraid of with Scream 7.
That would be so sad if we walked out of 7 and just being so disappointed.
It's nothing against Kevin Williamson, but you know, he's not a proven director.
Right.
You know, so I'm really curious to see what happens. And I mean, there's logistical things, and Jesse knows, like on a set, logistically, there's things you have to be able to do as a director, you know, just to like get the project done, but then to also make it creative and something special. Like, I mean, that's kind of magic. And that's what Wes Craven and Radio Silence had. So,
yeah.
I don't know, but Kevin Williamson has obviously like been in Hollywood for over 30 years and like has been on sets of like really good TV shows. Right. So I hope he has good people behind him to make it the best as possible. But
it's going
to
be the best thing he's ever done.
What's that one that the COVID one? He directed that, didn't he?
He didn't direct it.
He wrote it. Oh, that was Sick, gotcha. I think. Sick,
yeah.
Yeah. I hope it's like my fourth favorite. I hope it's like, you know, in the middle, like I don't want it to be the least favorite. That would be sad.
It would be sad.
I don't want it to be definitively the least favorite, like not even like, oh, maybe this day it changes around, like tomorrow my least favorite could be 3.
Yeah.
Right,
you know, who knows.
Well, and I just hope it's successful so we at least get another one.
Yeah.
Because
I don't want another like Scream 4 thing where like, shit, now we gotta wait another decade plus.
Right. Well, I'd like to be successful, but then we get eight and we get to bring back the, like, we get to wrap up the girls' story, like Sam and Tara's story. Oh, sure. You know, like.
All right. So where do we put the Scream TV show in these rankings?
Oh, that's right.
I only saw season one.
Doesn't count.
Yeah. Season one, it was really good, I thought.
I actually kind of liked it.
I really liked it. Yeah. I like the season.
I didn't see the other ones. So.
Season two.
I like season one and two, and I like their holiday special.
Their holiday special. Three was bad. Three was bad and very like.
Well, I'm going to disagree with you. It's number one. I put it.
Three
put it
brought
above
the mask
two.
Back.
Three did bring the mask back.
And there was a couple of good actors. There was a good actress in there who came out of that series.
Yeah, but as far as like the television series, I think. It was fun to see it back on.
It was filler between 2011 and.
Yeah. Oh, and the
and yeah. You know, you're getting a ghost face and you're getting this, but it's a totally different story. And like you said, there's ghost faces that there's stab out in the world. So obviously, like, people could be using this mask doing other things that aren't tied to their original story.
In the. Because. So the TV series never acknowledges the Sidney Prescott, right? Ever,
no,
right?
No. It's literally.
I can't remember.
No.
It's kind of its own
thing. It's just
thing.
A different
it's
universe.
It's its own thing, and the mask is different because the killer is.
It's some, based on that brand.
It's based on that killer.
Which I liked. I mean, I don't mind them having a different mask and having like a different. Like setup and stuff, and it's weird that like Kevin Williamson wrote the pilot for that, and the pilot's pretty good.
The pilot is good.
Yeah.
And there is one like the one boyfriend gets chainsawed in half by like there's some great kills in that series that I really enjoyed, and it was like it's not like oh my god this is amazing, but it was a fun little filler scream filler in between.
Did they ever have stab movies in it? Did they? Ever
I don't
have,
think
like,
so.
No, okay. They didn't do any. They didn't really do meta or anything like that. It was more just like
the first episode. The pilot was meta, and then it just kind of became soap opera-y.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, yeah. Well. Have you guys seen the Scream movies? You better have.
Right?
Do you agree with Sean in that the best one is Scream 2?
It's
or,
not.
Or is
time.
Your favorite Scream 3?
Or just
let
like,
us know. Comment
or
away.
Or the most like, you know, like middle of the road opinion of Scream 1 being the best. Like anybody can have that. Literally anybody can have
it's
that.
It's one of the best horror films of all time.
Yeah,
come
I
on.
Know, but doesn't mean it's the best.
But it is. All right. Yeah, let us know what you think. What's your favorite? What's your least favorite? Comment, like, share, subscribe.
Just hashtag justice for Omar Epps.
All right. Our Bloody Marys are dead.
So are we. So, bye-bye.
See ya. I'll be right back.
Goodbye.